Real families, real farms, real food. Welcome to Arizona Agriculture Connection with Maricopa County Farm Bureau. My name is Nicole Clements, Executive Director, and I'll be your host. Maricopa County Farm Bureau is the voice of agriculture in a community that thrives on the dichotomy of urban and rural agriculture operations. This podcast is a home for farmers, ranchers, food lovers, prospective agriculturalists, and those looking to connect the food on their plate with the farm that it came from. As we take an inside look at agriculture in Arizona, we will delve into topics like ag technology, policy, food preparation, and everything in between. You can find us on your favorite podcast platform with new episodes every Wednesday. Arizona Agriculture Connection is hosted by Maricopa County Farm Bureau and sponsored by Paloma Ready Mix and Materials, a proud supporter of agriculture and our communities. Be sure to subscribe and share your favorite episodes with your friends. For more interactions, follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Maricopa County FB. Now let's discover some Arizona agriculture. Welcome back, Arizona Aggies, to another episode of Arizona Agriculture Connection. This week, we're going to be talking all things agriculture careers with Ms. Lauren Perez, who is a talent acquisition specialist at LEP and Associates. So welcome, Lauren. Thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thank you, Nicole. It is truly my honor to be on here. I think it's absolutely incredible, this podcast that you have put to advertise out there the benefits of agriculture, and I'm excited to be here.
Fantastic. Well, good morning. Hopefully we've all had our coffee today. So tell us a little bit, Lauren, about how you got started in agriculture, you know, kind of what your background is and how you started kind of walking people through their career journeys in the industry.
Yes. So I wear many hats, and all of these hats all intertwine with the common denominator is to propel the ag industry forward. Myself, along with my husband and our two children, who are the next generation of agriculturalists, reside outside of Canyon, Texas, which, for those that don't know, it's in the panhandle right outside of Amarillo. I am not actually a panhandle native. I am a transplant from the state of Kansas, where I guess I was born into the industry, where it was part of my DNA that you bled purple, Kansas State Wildcats, and a part of agriculture. I was fortunate that my dad is an extension agent, grew us up in the industry. I grew up showing livestock and judging livestock, and that led me along my career path journey through college at both Kansas State and then eventually on to Texas A&M, where I landed in the state of Texas, and I never returned back to Kansas. Absolutely love Texas, and that background of my upbringing in agriculture is where I grew my passion and led me along my college journey and led me into my career, where I spent the first 10 years of my career actually in the ag business and lending sector, where I then pivoted to now as a talent specialist, where I saw a huge need for talent in this industry. And that's why I'm so passionate to be on here today with Nicole, and because I really believe our industry is one of the biggest powerhouses in the United States. And honestly, United States agriculture is one of the biggest powerhouses in the world. And it's an industry that needs strong talent. And I saw a strong need for it. And I wanted to be out there to be able to help people and matchmake them into a career profession that's not just an 8-to-5, but truly something that they're passionate about going forward.
I think that speaks so true. I can think back to any time that I was, you know, applying for a job in agriculture. And it's so hard to put on a piece of paper, on a resume, you know, your life experience and your passion and everything about agriculture, because it feels like it's never enough. Like you're never showcasing, you know, enough of who you are and how important agriculture is to you by just submitting a resume and a cover letter. You know, it feels like it's much more than that. And I think that kind of, you know, speaks to the nature of the industry too. You know, agriculture is not just about growing food, it's about serving our communities. And sometimes that's hard to convey. And I think, you know, what you do in helping people get that message across and make those perfect fits is such a needed resource for our community.
Well, and you bring up a good point, Nicole, actually, to take it one step further. So I developed LEP and Associates to matchmake top talent. But since doing so, Nicole, like you said, is that people struggle to articulate themselves on a piece of paper, and you're supposed to tell your life story on this piece of paper, and they really struggle. And, you know, it's our nature, Nicole, is people want to brag about themselves. And so that's where I've actually went in and complimented my LEP and associates by creating what I call Next Level Ag, where I help people be able to stand out and brand themselves for who they are and what they bring to the table, and being proud of what you bring because that's your uniqueness. That's what differentiates yourself. Because as hiring managers look through thousands of resumes, you want to stand out. And how can you stand out? And you have talent that nobody else does. And so through Next Level Ag, I help you, whether it's through your resume or through your LinkedIn presence, or just being able to pivot and stand out as a person within the agricultural industry.
I think that's fantastic. So we'll kick off with a few questions here, maybe start with something a little easy, but I would say, what advice would you have? It doesn't have to be one thing in specifically, but what kind of advice do you have for those without an agriculture background that want to be a part of this industry?
Yeah, so I think the biggest beauty of agriculture is that there's no cookie cutter way to get into this industry. Whether you are from a city block in Phoenix or you're perhaps from a small town outside in the suburbs and maybe in an agriculture community, but you have no ties to farming or no ties to ranching, I'm here to tell you that there is a space in agriculture for you. Agriculture is not just about cattle and crops. While for sure we love that, I love both of those, and that's definitely where my background lies. But there are so many more aspects to agriculture, whether it's horticulture or poultry or ag technology, ag engineering, accounting that specializes in agriculture, or lending that picks up an agricultural focus, or education or ag policy. The list goes on and on and on, but there it shows you that there's so many opportunities within agriculture. It's such a broad industry, but yet there's so many countless ways for you to be able to get your foot in the door. And so it's just about meeting where you are. So if you're young, or you see the opportunity for your children to be brought up in the industry, I highly encourage to get involved in 4-H and FFA and explore all opportunities that are out there. You do not have to grow up in the industry to be able to grow into it. And there's so many more aspects, like I said, that are outside of just perhaps showing livestock, but the vegetables to the leadership ability to the public speaking and things that are going to help you to be able to grow as a person. But along with that, so let's say you are a college age or you are looking at and exploring opportunities of what career path you want to be involved in. This is your opportunity now to be able to join every ag-related organization that sparks your interest and go out there and be involved. Don't just sit at the back of the classroom. Be one that goes out and is remembered. Ask questions, volunteer, raise your hand, and make it impossible for people to forget your name. If you want to be that person, you need to go up out and show up like that person. And so that is the biggest thing, is show up to events. I know there's lots of opportunities. Of course, this is the Farm Bureau podcast. There's lots of events and opportunities that you can show up in. Go out there, take those internships, make connections. And yes, it's uncomfortable to, introduce yourself and get outside your comfort zone, but that's where it's going to grow. And no matter your background, there is opportunities within this industry to be able to utilize your strengths and characteristics to be able to make a strong imprint in this industry.
I think that's excellent advice. Kind of one of those always say yes to an opportunity, no matter what it is. And there are plenty of organizations. And because it is a Farm Bureau podcast, I can plug Young Farmers and Ranchers. We have collegiate chapters, at most large universities, but Young Farmers and Ranchers isn't just for farmers and ranchers. And young, I think, in my opinion, is used a little bit loosely. We're 18 to 35. And that encompasses such a large portion of our young people looking to kind of hone in on their careers and figure out what it's all about. So it's a great resource to be able to network and meet people and have those extended opportunities that you might miss out on otherwise. Kind of pivoting a little bit into just the search in general. So internships, career opportunities, what are some of the best resources for finding those? This season, we have a lot of collegiate students looking for internships. And with the job market kind of where it is today, it might be time for some people to start putting some feelers out there. So, what are your best recommended resources for finding those opportunities?
Well, I always say it that the greatest resource that you can have in your career toolbox is connections. There's this saying out there, and perhaps we've all heard it. It's just not about what you know, but it's who you know. And that couldn't be more true in agriculture. Agriculture, and it's the beauty that I feel like no industry can replicate agriculture, and it's hard to describe it, but our industry is so built around relationships and referrals and reputation, and that's the beauty of it. And people want to know and work with those that they know and trust. And so, very big about the connections, whether you are in college with professors and ag organizations and just getting your name out there, because I promise you, as you look to the future in 10 to 15 years down the road, it's those connections that you've built over time and how you've been involved and how you've stuck your neck out there, you've volunteered, that those are how people are going to remember you, and those are how you're going to benefit from those connections at all facets of your life. And along with that is the professional platform of LinkedIn. And I know some of you have heard about it, but yet it's not fully, in my opinion, it's not being utilized to its fullest capacity. I think it's gotten this stereotype that it's just a job board out there, but it is so much more about that. And that's where I really feel that perhaps as an ag industry and a professional in ag, that you can really step out and take advantage of, because what I see is that agriculture is really not honing in to the benefits of LinkedIn that's out there. That is not just about a job board. I always tell people, you know, of course you have your resume out there. It's your do not pass go. You cannot collect $200 if you don't have a resume. But your LinkedIn, that is your storefront, okay? So many, and I like to think of it like this, you know, look out to a mall, for instance, and there's the brick and mortar stores, and they have kind of vanished and stuff. Everything has flipped to online, right? Everything people are buying online, all that aspect. Your LinkedIn presence is your storefront. It's for you to be able to ignite and show your brand and your image of who you are to people. I promise you, as you're going out there and people are Googling you as hiring managers, they're going to go out there and look and see if you've got a LinkedIn presence. So, you know, making sure that you're out there on LinkedIn, but fully utilizing the platform. There's so many organizations out there, like your farm bureaus or your perhaps any sort of organization that you're interested within agriculture of working for. Go out and connect with those companies and those organizations. And especially as I talk to college students, the statistics out there, and I encourage you guys to go Google it, even though that college students are the ones that are ne next to go out there into the job force, is that only half of college graduates are even on LinkedIn. Yet, my LinkedIn is completely full of internships, scholarships, job opportunities, all of that, but yet 50% of people are not even out there on LinkedIn. So that's crazy to me. And it's a huge opportunity for you to not only go out there and build and stand out with your profile, but go out there and make an impact by contributing to conversations and posting and getting involved out there. It's your way to be able to go out and network twofold, basically, network online, but also out there in public events as well. And see what events are out there in public events you can see based off of LinkedIn.
Absolutely. I think it's full of different events and opportunities that are out there, and just the opportunity to connect with people. I know, I get messages, about the Farm Bureau LinkedIn page, just straight up asking, do you have an internship? Do you have a job opening? And, we don't, but it's helpful to make that connection. And then, the next time something comes around, I'm going to remember that name, or I'm going to remember that time that, they were bold enough to ask the question.
Yeah, it puts a name with a face. And if you're just dead set that this is a company you want to go back and work for, if you're already connecting with them online and you're, you know, commenting on their post and you're engaging on the platform and you're showing up as a professional, so when that resume comes up and they see Lauren Perez, they're like, I know that name. I know that name from somewhere. They're able to, you know, reflect back to that and say, absolutely, that's the type of person that here that's going out there, you know, wants to make an imprint in this industry. You know, it's just going to take you that much further.
You spoke a little bit about the toolbox of, the career seeker. So you've got your resume, you've got a LinkedIn page. What other tools do you find that are really important to have?
So for sure, the biggest aspect of it is the connections and the network piece of it, because I say it all the time is that when I graduated college, it wasn't the degree that was the most valuable thing. It really is the networking piece. And that's really something that I think if there's anything that's high, it's the networking piece and how you are meeting people. If you are at events, not just sitting in the background, but going up and introducing yourself, you just never know, and especially in this ag industry. And like I said, it's the beauty of it, it's the relationship, is I promise you that somebody knows somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. I promise you, it's those networks in this industry specific that is just absolutely invaluable that you cannot put a price on. Let's say you graduated from Arizona State or you graduated from Arizona University, like going back and working with those professors that are working with those out in the industry and connecting back with those that getting your name out there that you're interested in a specific thing and opportunity for things come across their desk. How you are networking with like professors, with those within organizations, and then even the recruiters that are out there and stuff. I think recruiters, you think of just, oh, you've got to be job searching at some point in time. And that's absolutely not it. And I talk and have conversations with people all the time that, I'm not necessarily looking right now, but at that point in time that you're ready to pivot, or if that opportunity that you see is a growth opportunity down the road, you need to be start having those conversations ahead of time so that way when the opportunity does present itself, that they know exactly like, Nicole, oh, I remember Nicole. This is exactly what Nicole was interested in and can present it when the opportunity arises. And so I highly encourage that even if you are not currently job seeking, is get your name out there and your career path and what you're wanting to do, even if it could change, be having those conversations.
When we hear that phrase, it's not about what you know, it's about who you know. I think people feel a little bit intimidated ab about that when it comes to agriculture, because it kind of feels like an exclusive club almost. But I feel like it's the opposite of that. We're welcoming anybody in. You just got to know where to find the door to walk through. So is your best suggestion LinkedIn? Like, how do you, if you're coming from outside the industry, that kind of, I mean, online is the best place to find anything, I think, these days. But just having that kind of open door into the agriculture world is super important. I think a lot of people don't know where to find it.
Yeah, and I think more than anything is absolutely LinkedIn. And I think that the ag industry can look intimidating from the outside. And I think you bring up a good point about this, but it's going out there. I love this quote that, being courageous, that's a decision. Having fear is a reaction. And so it is going to take being courageous. It is going to take putting your foot into a completely out of the norm that you are not familiar with and going out and introducing yourself to people that you feel, and introducing and saying exactly who you are and what you're wanting to do. And I can tell you where the people that are in this industry and what I think makes this industry different is that it's not just an industry where people go clock in 8 to 5. Okay, the people that are in the agricultural industry are extremely passionate about it. And so with that, they're passionate about how this industry continues on, how it continues to feed the world, and who their successors are. And I can tell you and promise you, just like the mentors who came before me, they want to help you. Don't be intimidated by those that have been in the industry for a long time. They want to mentor. They want to see those that have got that grit, are willing to work hard, do anything from all facets just to get the exposure and get the experience. They want to see the agricultural industry succeed. And by you reaching out and having that courage to reach out to them, I promise you, you're going to see that they want to mentor you. Because it really is about a passion. It's not about an 8 to 5. They want to see the next generation and the growth of the industry succeed.
That's fantastic advice. You put it into such great words. I guess one hot topic, hot question that I see on LinkedIn and I see, kind of everywhere, is the cover letter dead?
That's a great question. And I see it from all over. It's kind of just accompanies the resume that I'm still seeing. I just had these conversations with someone last week that was applying for a job and it asked for a cover letter. So it's still absolutely out there, you know. And my biggest advice on the cover letter is somebody like, I don't even know how to create a cover letter, is do your research and make sure that the formality of it is set up and structured in a professional standpoint, and use it as an opportunity to go out there and explain why you want the opportunity and why your background is fit. And like I said, use it as an advantage to tell the competitive edge, because it is, your resume can only say so much, and this allows you to be able to speak from the heart through your cover letter. And that's how I tell people to structure and form their cover letter to seek that opportunity.
Fantastic. Is that kind of the same with your resume? So, the formality of resumes has, I think, transitioned over the years and has trends as anything else does, but is it best just to keep it simple?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I love that question actually, because I think people like try to use resumes and figure out ways to differentiate themselves and stand out. And my biggest advice is stick to the black and white and keep it to the meat and potatoes. You can have all the fancy fonts in the world, and I absolutely do not encourage you to do that, or do colors, or do not put pictures on your resume. If you're using that, like, how can I stand out by doing that? Absolutely do not do that. But more than anything, is stick to the meat and potatoes and utilize strong verbs. Be articulate in your numbers and how you can make yourself stand out. Not just, I worked at this, but what numbers and things can you add that no one else can replicate? That's my biggest advice. How can you present it in a way that nobody else can replicate by adding the most detail, but with still being direct to the point? And I think along with that, on the resumes, that I'm gonna kind of flip back to what we were talking about earlier, and how you can stand out and how you can come in from the industry is, you know, some of those things that you might be putting on your resume that are different than the normal person that you feel intimidated by, if you're coming in from an outside acts perspective of that didn't work up on a farm or ranch, but looking at those opportunities that are out there that perhaps could be an unpaid internship, a volunteer type internship, but being able to show ways that you're willing to work hard in this industry, that you do show passion, that you're finding ways to make your mold and make your stance that's outside of the atypical farm or ranch kid that grew up in the industry.
I think there's a lot of transferable skills.
Absolutely.
And I mean, I was a server for a while when I was in grad school, and I had never done that before, but I was a farm kid, so I'm really good at problem solving and working hard and doing all those things.
And it's how you can articulate that. And the biggest thing that I talk about, of course, it's changed so much from when our forefathers and founders came to this country. But agriculture, when people think of agriculture and people in this industry, they stereotype it for, of course, we're a relationship industry. But the people that were the frontiers and the pioneers of this industry were ones that were, you know, willing to take risk, willing to be courageous. They had grit, and they are willing to work hard no matter the circumstances, no matter the job that was put in front of them. And I think that foundation is what has lasted the test of time and has built agricultural into what it is today. And so my advice to those on the non-agriculture side, like Nicole said, of the waitress and some of those things, of how you can mold and how you can show that those characteristics are who you are, and that you can exemplify and show that in any way, form, or fashion that you have what it takes to be in the ag industry.
I've told this to a couple different employees that I've hired and also to some of the college students that I've spoke to. You can always teach the technical skills. I can teach you Microsoft Excel, I can teach you different programs, but what I can't teach is I can't teach dedication and I can't teach passion. Like, yeah, got to bring that on your own. And I think anybody that wants to be in agriculture, is bringing that anyways in spades. So the opportunity is there.
No, I love that. Very, very good point.
So, in the general job market outside of agriculture, there's been a lot of discourse about just the state of the industry and how many people are looking for new careers or have been searching for maybe an extended period of time longer than they anticipated. And, we've seen a lot of maybe uncertainty coming from the federal level with anyone who works for the government. I know we've seen some people that have left in our government agencies here in Arizona. So, what is the state of the agriculture career industry? Are you seeing that kind of reflected there as well?
Nicole, I won't pull the wool over your eyes. I mean, it's definitely a challenging time right now. I mean, the economy, there's lots of uncertainty. I mean, and it's in a lot of sectors. And quite honestly, agriculture is not immune to it by any means. But I'm here to tell you with confidence that agriculture will stand the test of time. Without agriculture, we won't be here. We're here to feed the world. And I'm here to tell you, yes, I have seen that. And I've seen the unfortunate parts of those that have worked for USDA and whatnot, that their jobs have been let go. And I've seen that. I've seen the challenges out there. But at the flip side and the bright side of it is there are jobs out there. Now, with that, they might not be wrapped in the most perfect package and have the best tied bow to it with everything that fits perfectly to what you want. A lot of people that if you're out there and you're like, I need a job that's remote and it's in this exact location and this is exactly the dream opportunity that I want straight out of the gate, those don't really exist. And it's even becoming more so. If you're just out there and wanting a remote opportunity, so many things are going back into the office. And so I'm here to tell you, in what I always coach to people that are waiting for that perfect opportunity at the right time, that doesn't really exist. And if you want that perfect role, you must go out and build it. And sometimes that means relocating. And sometimes it means taking that risk and taking that challenge. It doesn't mean forever. Like we talked about, like the pioneers that came before us that left their countries to come to the United States and build out on the frontier. And it's the same thing, And Nicole, you came from Missouri out to Arizona. I came from Kansas and landed in Texas. And honestly, it's the best decision I made in my entire life. And I wouldn't have done it if I didn't have the courage to go out and chase it. You can always come back to your hometown. You can always come back to the norm and what you feel comfortable with. But there's so many opportunities that are out there. And so, with that being said, I see opportunities all over the place of that are out there in the ag world, but it might not be in that specific location or it might not be that specific job. And so I'm here to tell you whether it's relocating or seeing something that's a little bit different than what you traditionally, the path that you're wanting to take is explore it. Go out there and you just never know why that opportunity. I always believe that everything happens for a reason. And so embrace that opportunity, see why it's there and be willing to move and be willing to pivot and show up ready to take every opportunity that's put in front of you.
Absolutely. Just say yes, because you never know where it'll lead you. It led me to Arizona, and yeah, like you said, it truly was the lane of opportunity for me personally. And I've been here for 3 years, and it was scary. It was scary to make that move. And we had a small farm, and we ended up selling it, and we no longer have a small farm, but it has been just a great opportunity. I've met so many great people. My friends and my network here in Arizona has grown exponentially, and it's just been the best decision. And it was terrifying when we made that decision, and it's paid off in spades.
But there's so much you grow when you're in those challenging times, and how much it's just pushed you as a person, personally and professionally. And I just cannot encourage that enough.
Absolutely. So, do you have any maybe final tips and tricks or advice for anyone? I'd say I'm getting a lot of interactions right now with our college students. They're either looking for internships or looking for that first career kind of out of school. So, do you have any advice for that audience?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And my biggest thing is, like I said, it's figuratively or non-figuratively, be willing to get your hands dirty and do anything. And that's what people want to see. And I guess I want to reflect on this is there's always a stereotype. I know when I was in college, I'm sure when Nicole, when you were there, like that people, have their own stereotype of this generation. This generation is stuck in their phones. They're not willing to communicate. They're not willing to work hard. And my biggest advice to those in the college realm, I was there. I had the stereotype against me too. The older generations are always going to have that stereotype against you. But prove them wrong. That is my thing, is to stand out and prove them wrong. Be willing to get your hands dirty. Be willing to take on those opportunities, those internships that are not paid. Be involved. Take on those leadership roles. Stand out there. Be a strong communicator. Walk up, introduce yourself to the older generation and show them your interest and your passion in this industry. Break the mold that people have made of a stereotype around the college generation. Stand out there, be courageous, and take the risk. And more than anything, is just get involved. I cannot hone on that enough, is get involved, be active out there, and be willing to take any opportunity, because I see that a lot too, is, well, this opportunity is looking for somebody with 2 to 3 years of experience. How can you be willing to take that opportunity that's there straight out of college? While it might not be perfect, but it's going to set you up for the opportunities down the road.
Absolutely. So I want to jump back to the resume tips. I know, Lauren, you have a newsletter with resume tips on your website. So I wanted to make sure that everybody knew if you go to if you go to lepandassociates.com, you can sign up for Lauren's newsletter, which I think whether you're seeking an opportunity or not, it's good to have that information. And I just wanted to thank you for being on today. It's been a great chat.
Absolutely. And I will kind of chime on this as just other free resources that I've got. And so I offer periodically for my Next Level Ag Masterclass, where it's a quick 5-day dive into where we work on first knowing who you are, being confident in who you are. We dive into resumes on day two. We talk about networking as well as your LinkedIn. And so it's a free masterclass that I offer where it's just full of tips and tricks and all of that. And so I encourage you to please reach out, find me on LinkedIn, and I'm here to help, because I truly believe in this industry. It's the one that I'm passionate about, and I'm here to help people grow within their careers.
I think having someone like you, Lauren, in your corner, when you're in that career seeking opportunity stage is such an invaluable resource. So please look up Lauren on LinkedIn, look at her website. It truly is kind of one of the secret sauce aspects of that whole journey of career opportunities or internship opportunities or whatever it may be. Having someone to kind of help guide you through it is truly, truly one of the best opportunities that I could brag about for you, Lauren, and what you do.
Well, thank you so much, Nicole. It's my honor to be on here, and I'd love to help in any way that I can.
Fantastic. Well, you guys heard it here. Visit lepandassociates.com to find more about Lauren and everything that she does to help our agriculture industry. There will be a link to her website on our website, MaricopaCountyFB.org, and be sure to follow us on social media at Maricopa County FB. So thanks for tuning in, Arizona Aggies, to another episode of Arizona Agriculture Connection. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Farm Bureau has a place for you. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with your friends on socials. You can also visit our website, MaricopaCountyFB.org, for more information and to submit a topic you want to learn about. Remember to tune in every Wednesday wherever you listen to podcasts. A huge thank you to Paloma Ready Mix and Materials for supporting our agriculture producers and this podcast. Maricopa County Farm Bureau, bringing you the stories of real families, real farms, and real food. I'm Nicole Clements, signing off. Catch you next week.